Miss Taylor, TAYLOR Cleveland, CLEVELAND, 12/21/23, 8/23/94. Chief complaint, hand pain, middle finger with what looks like ingrown nail, but pus around the nails. Also blood pressure elevated, also weights up 30 more pounds from before. Miss Cleveland is 29 years old. She's a nurse, OB nurse. Back in June of 2022, she had thyroid issues with nodules and numbers consistent with hyperactive thyroid. At that time, she was referred to endocrinologist who didn't feel like he could do much for her. Since then, she has had not any follow-up. Her blood pressure is 176 over 97. She knew her blood pressure was up, but has not done anything about it. She's gained weight. She feels tired. She has symptoms of hypothyroidism now. Social, she doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink on a regular basis. She works in labor and delivery, postpartum, not married, never been pregnant, last period 2 months ago. Family history, hypothyroidism, hypertension, obesity, coronary artery disease, and stroke and MI. Medications, non-COVID immunizations, up-to-date medical problems, hypertension, uncontrolled, sleep apnea, undiagnosed, hyperthyroidism, uncared for, surgery, no surgery, allergy, penicillin. Review of system as above. This 29-year-old woman comes in saying no distress. Weight 387 pounds, up 35 pounds, 99%, 98, 16, 92, 176 over 97. Hard positive, small positive, respiratory lungs, few ronchi TMs or clear skin, shows no rash or mucosa with hemorrhaging, logical, non-focal. Assessment number one, obesity. First of all, she does have sleep apnea. I told her she's never going to lose the weight if she doesn't get rid of the sleep apnea and set her up for another sleep study. She does have RVH consistent with sleep apnea. Next number, she does have LVH now. That's consistent with hypertension uncontrolled. We talked about that as well. She's a nurse. She should know better. And I told her she's setting up herself for having a stroke if she doesn't do anything about that. I'm going to put her on Irbesartan 150 once a day, and because of her black race, I'm going to put her on, with a high renin state, I'm going to put her on hydrochlorothiazide 25, eat one banana a day. Next one is RVH, next one is LVH, next one is hypertension uncontrolled, next one is vertigo, next one is carotid stenosis, next number, fatty liver, next number is increased weight, next number is... Let's get serious. We talked about weight loss. She's not interested in gastric stapling. I'm going to put her on Ozempic with a metabolic syndrome. Code E88.810. Hopefully the insurance company will cover it. Next time is check blood work. Next time is I suspect patient is probably has hypothyroidism now. Next number is sleep apnea discussed. Next number is edema in the lower extremity related to sleep apnea. Next number is as far as the paronychia is concerned in the right hand middle finger procedure. I used the 22 gauge to allow the pus to escape, and I'm going to put her on Keflex for now. Next number of findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving the office, and she promises to come back as much as on a weekly basis to get to the bottom of everything, and sleep apnea will be done ASAP. Thank you.